I wish to bring a motion before the parish. I believe that this is timely.
Do I bring a motion and speak to it, or do I bring a motion and look to approach it?
Yeah, bring a motion and speak to it, and we have questions.
So I'll bring the motion, and then I'll speak to the motion, and then I'll invite and open it up for discussion. So the motion reads, that the parish of the Anglican Church in Motueka, Nelson Diocese, agree with and will abide by the current diocesan position on same-sex marriage statement on marriage and sexuality adopted by Synod at Greymouth on the 9th of October 2004. That is, between one man and one woman in accordance with the marriage covenant as defined in Scripture. And I'll speak to that now. As clergy, my position is as stands. Marriage in accordance with the canons of the Anglican Church and keeping with the traditional understandings of the scriptural covenant of marriage is between one man and one woman, ordained by God, set out in Scripture and honoured by the Church for generations. Also, Scripture encourages those who hold the teaching, example and divinity of Jesus Christ to be in the world but not of it. To help us understand how this command then impacts on this debate, it would be helpful to recognise that there are indeed two worldviews. The first is the worldview as recorded in the inspired Word of God, faithfully handed down through the generations and available to us today, still in its original form and intention. This worldview speaks of our Creator God making us in His image. This, in essence, is with His inbuilt desire to do right, love as He loves us, and act according to His will and to His glory through the guidance provided in His Word, which of course is recorded as the Bible. In accordance with His love for us and His desire for humanity to love Him in honesty and truth, He, by His grace, allowed us free will. Any relationship is only true and of any value when it is by free will. Choice to love or not to love. God chooses to love us. And even should humanity decide to not, that does not alter that God loves us. This brings me to the second worldview, one of independence, self-determination, and an understanding of life and destiny based on human knowledge and understanding. So how does this help us understand the debate on same-sex relationship? The Christian worldview, as I have stated, is one man and one woman, creating a covenant of relationship that is determined to be lifelong, monogamous, and honouring of God's original intention. Christians believe marriage was instituted by God, and as God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, so His original intention would be the same yesterday, today, and therefore tomorrow. The self-determinant or secular worldview would say that marriage is an institution designed for the stability of the family, security for the raising of children, and an ideal that is honouring of the original intention of any loving relationship. But as society has modified and evolved their understanding of what a loving relationship consists of, then as the designers of the marriage relationship, society feel qualified to modify the marriage concept to stay in keeping with society's wishes. Therefore, there is no need for division or argument in this debate. The Christian Church has a position of understanding according to their worldview, as does secular society. Should society, wish to alter their understanding and requirement for two people to commit to each other according to secular marriage, they should be free to do so. But just as importantly, should the Christian church wish to hold to their understanding, it is only fair and just to allow them to do so also. Surely this is the tenet of any debate, to place a contrary position, discuss the various merits, and if the parties were reasonable, to be willing to not only hear but understand the contrary position as valid. This, however, does not demand capitulation to the opposing view. The laws in New Zealand allow same-sex couples to engage in marriage in two legal formats, civil union and lawful marriage. I reiterate this, though, as marriage as society perceives it. So finally, my position is that society wishes to change, but the church is commanded to not. We are to be in the world, but not of it. Therefore, if society wishes to change their stance, they have the free will to do so. But Christians also have the right to not. That's what I said.